Okay, today is Daf Kuf Beis. We are on the top of Kuf Beis. Very, very involved Daf today, both Amud Aleph and the new Perek on Amud Beis. Here we go. Says the Mishnah on top. Hazorek, if somebody throws something, v'niskar, and then he reminds himself, me'achar sheyatza miyado. After he throws it, he realizes, oh my goodness, today's Shabbos. It didn't land yet. Right? Now, the halach is going to be your potter. Well, the Mishnah is going to say your potter. Let's see how what the Amoraim did with this Mishnah. Because, the reason why you're potter is because you have to have tchila v'sof in an area of shogeg. If you throw it and then remember that it's Shabbos, the sof is not shogeg. Then the Mishnah throws in another thing. By the way, kol ta'acher, what if someone else caught it? I throw the ball to Reuven, and Shimon ran and caught it. We learned already that you're not chayef for that. Why? Because it's not your intent. Right? Or kol ta'kelev, what if the dog took it? What if the dog took it? The dog came and he threw the frisbee to your friend, to Reuven, and the dog came and grabbed it. Again, there's no hanacha, because the dog is not, was not your intent. Oh, nisrifo, or it got burnt. I don't know. You threw it, and then someone threw a fire at it. And it never had hanacha, because it got burnt. Again, you're potter. So right away, the Gemara is going to ask, is this two conditions or one condition? It has to be, number one, that you remember it, and the dog caught it, or either or. Why did the Mishnah say twice? Why did the Mishnah have to give two exceptions here? Is it really two exceptions? Is it one? What's going on here? So that's going to be most of the Gemara. Okay? Now, Zarak. But if you threw something, Lasos Chabura, because I don't like you, so I wanted to throw this needle at you, or an arrow at you, I don't like you. Bain Ba'adam, whether you started to hurt a person, Bain Ba'behema, or Behema, V'nizkar, and then you remember, Ad Shelo Nasos Chabura, and then you remember that it's Shabbos before. And then you remember, then you remember before the Chabura. Potter, you're Potter. Why you Potter? Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol chay v'chatas, any chatas, einan chayavin, you're not chayiv, ad shetehei tchilasan v'sofan shagaga. Until the beginning is a shogig, and the end is a shogig. Tchilasan zadon shagaga. If the beginning is a zadon, and then it ends off being a shkaga, in the beginning you knew, then you forgot, whatever, all these cases, peturin, your potter, ad, until, shtei tchilasan, b'sofan, b'shkaga. The beginning and the end have to be a shogeg. Why did the Mishnah say it twice? Let's repeat ourselves twice. We said the rule again. So the Tosfos Yontif says, to teach you that, let's say you were mazed in the middle. What if you were mazed in the middle? So that doesn't make a difference. The tchilasan and the sof have to be b'shogeg. What happens in the middle is irrelevant. Okay? Now, what about the other way around? What if a guy shoots an arrow at somebody and he wants to kill him? And he was warned by Beis Din, b'mezid, if you shoot an arrow, you're going to be chayav misa, you're tzritzicha, it's murder. And he shoots the arrow. And after the arrow leaves, he has charata. I hope it doesn't kill him. I didn't want to. Is the guy chayav misa? So the Yerushalmi says, absolutely chayav misa. You can't. You know that. Once you let the arrow go, you can't take it back. Now you have charata. Nah, that doesn't count. Right? By mazid, we don't say that. Okay? Here we go. Very, 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 very difficult Gemara. Ready? Now, the Mishnah implies, right? Again, the Mishnah gave two examples, two reasons why you putter. Number one, you remembered that it was Shabbos, and number two, the dog caught it. Right? On the first, right, those are two things the Mishnah said. Number one, you remembered, and number two, the dog caught it. What about Hanacha? What about if it would have landed? The dog would not have caught it. So the Mishnah's mashma that chayiv.
That you'd be chayiv in such a case. It landed, you threw it over here, it landed over there, you got what you wanted.
But, v'halo nizkar, but you remembered. Sfasem, it says the Gemara could have answered the other way around. If you remember, but the dog caught it. What if you would have not remembered? What if you would have forgotten the Chavit and you throw it from here to there? You'd be chayiv. Yeah, but the dog caught it. Here, the same question. What about the same thing? The question basically is, there are two conditions here. Why did the Mishnah have to give you two conditions? Two reasons why you're putter. Why do I have two reasons? Utnan, and we learned, kol chay v'chatos, einon chayovin, ad shetehe, tchilasan v'sofan shkaga. Right? So why do I need a second condition? Amar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana gives the following answer. Seifa, right? The Seifa that says that you're not chayiv unless the beginning and the end is a case of shogig is lelechta umasna. A case of lechta and masna. A lechta masna is a rope. A lechta is like a C-shaped metal thing. What? A clip. The clamp? Okay, whatever it is, a clamp. You put it on the back of the donkey's neck, and then coming out of the back of his neck is a rope, and that will let you hang things on the sides of the donkey. On both sides. The point is, look at, let's look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but it's very, very, he'll explain it very, very well. Look at the Rashi of Umasna. Lechta just says that it's what I just said. It's a clamp with a metal coming out from the back of its neck, and it goes on two sides. You can carry a lot of things. Umasna, chevel, a rope. Klomar, lo misuk maseifa. The seifa is only talking about ella bezorek lechta, where you throw a lechta, hakosher bechevel cotton, which is attached to a rope, kidarko the way it's supposed to be, for achas hachevel biyado, and you're holding on to the rope. Vishenizkar, when you remember that it's Shabbos, haya biyado. You were holding on to it. Lechos achevel, ula'akiv zrikas halechta shelo tinuach. You can stop the lechta from resting. Why? Because you're holding on to it. So you can throw it, you throw it, and then in the middle you say, oh my goodness, I forgot it's totally Shabbos. But you stop right there. Hilka, shogig. The beginning was shogig. The sofo mazed, if you don't pull it back, it becomes a mazed. Upatter, and your putter. Aval, zorek tsrar the chayfetz. But if you throw a ball, the nizgar, shekisha nizgar, when you remember, oh my goodness, the Shabbos, ain biyado laakvo, you have no power to stop it. You can't stop it. Why can't you stop it? Because you can't, how are you going to stop? You threw it already. Right? Therefore, kulo shogig hi. The whole thing is a shogig. It's a shogig. I woke up in the middle. Doesn't make a difference. You can't stop that. If it's connected to your body, you can stop it. That's a different story. V'nizgar diktani beresha. It says in the Mishnah that you remembered. That's how we started off. You threw something and then you remember. Ashmeina rebusa. It's to tell you an added chiddush. Da'af alga. V'nizgar. Even though you remember, lo miftar michatas, you're not going to be potter, ela im kein kol ta'acher ala kelas, unless the dog caught it. So now, according to this, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says like this, you throw the ball, and in the middle you remember. That doesn't mean anything. Now, if the dog caught it, you're going to be potter. Even though you remember, the only reason why you're potter is because the dog caught it. You yourself, remembering, it does not change anything, because you have no ability to take it back. The Mishnah said that chilas of v'sova has to be shogig. Yeah, that's only if you're holding on to it. And then you have the power to pull it back. But if you're not holding on to it, it's out of your control, and therefore you'd be chayiv. Oh, but the door caught it to your potter. Okay? So far, so good.
We're just talking about, halachas of concept related to shogig and also interference.
Correct.
Not just the shogig.
Correct. So we're talking about now the way he explained it, we're only talking about interference. That's all we're talking about. Interference. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Lechtu masna, agud de biyadahu. You're holding on to that. Which means, if you're holding on to it, then you never let go of it. You never threw it. How could you throw something you're holding on to? How could that be? I'm holding on to it. How can I throw it? The mission, that's a shayla of throwing on Shabbos? I'm holding on to it. That can't be right. Right? So the Gemara answers, Kigon. The answer is, Shenitzchavin lasos chabura. Yes, I wanted to make a chabura in you. I wanted to throw this at you. What does that help? I'm not talking about throwing. I'm not talking about the malacha of throwing. I'm talking about the malacha of wounding. I wanted to wound you. Oh, so but I forgot it was Shabbos. The putting aside the nezek aspect of hurting. Forget that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Shabbos. So I wanted to hurt you on Shabbos. Oh, so I remembered. Then I changed it. Then I remember. Oh, but it's Shabbos. I'll wait till Sunday to do it. Right. But it's on Sunday. At least I don't get a misa for this. I'll have to pay him afterwards. All right, I'll deal with that. But if it's Shabbos, it's even worse. So he remembers it's Shabbos. He stops it. You understand? But I'm talking about throwing. Ain't a hanami. Throwing, you can't throw something you're holding on to. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Hanami tanina. But the Mishnah said, Hazorik, lasos chabura. The Mishnah said black and white. You throw it. Bein ba'adam, bein b'behema, v'nis gradshalon asas a chabura putter. That doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah itself said that you're throwing it at somebody because you want to hurt them. What are we talking about? Zerika. How could you do Zerika if you're holding on? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Okay? Okay. Ella Amar Rava. You know what? We have to do the Rashi of Kigon Shidus Chavin Lazos Chabura. Right? That was the Gemara's answer. The answer was, you want to make a chabura. So the Gemara says like this. B'tchiloso b'shegege Shabbos. In the beginning, it was a... Forget the issue of hurting somebody. Forget that. We're talking about Shabbos now. So in the beginning, you forgot it was Shabbos when you did that. Right? Kids did this guy. Right? He took my seat and shul. I'm going to get him. So you throw something at him. And you forgot it was Shabbos. V'nizkar ajlonas is ha-chabura. And you remember before you made the chabura. Ula'olam belechta v'mitna. And we're talking about this clamp that you're holding on to. Ukigon, shenizchavi lasas chabura. You wanted to make a chabura. Dehai mishum zechirahu demiftar, shayi biyada lahachzir, nimtza sofazado. It's not an issue of forgetting or remembering, because if you're holding on to it, then it's amazing. Why is it amazing? Because you have the power to stop it. Ha'lo nizkar chayim. So if you didn't remember, you'd be chayim. Right? I'm sorry. If you didn't forget, ha'lo nizkar Chayiv. Af agav de og de biyado. De chiyuv elav mishum zvika hu el mishum chabura. Has nothing to do with zvika, has to do with chabura, like we said. Then we said that can't be right, because the Mishnah itself said that you throw it because you want to make a chabura. So the Gemara, Ella, Amar Rava, impossible, difficult answer. He says, bimavir. Thank you, I don't know, thank you. Bimavir. You're walking. What does it mean, you're walking? Right? When it says you wanted to hit somebody, case of walking. Okay? What does that mean? I don't know what that means, because the Gemara says, v'hazeh klal katani. But the Mishnah said, this is the rule. The rule is, if the beginning and the end have to be b'shogeg. Azrika katani. That was talking about throwing. What kind of answer Rava comes up with? What kind of answer Rava says? You're walking. You want to hit somebody, so you walk over to him and hit him. So there's no question. So it's no issue of throwing. The only question is a chabura. So if it's beginning and end is a shogig, you're right. But that can't be right. That can't be right, because the Mishnah said the klal was talking about throwing. The whole Mishnah is talking about throwing. Rava says no, you're not throwing. El Amar Rava Tarti Katani. The only way to make this Mishnah make sense is to say there are two conditions. There are two reasons why you could be putter. Hazorek, if somebody throws, v'nizkar, and then he remembers, me'achar shiyata samiyado, after it leaves his hand, inami or lo nizkar. He doesn't remember. However, v'kolta acher or kolta kelev, o nisrafa, something else prevented the hanacha from taking place, putter, you are putter. Okay? Good? That's the only way to make this Mishnah make sense.
He's putter from Achatas because he's chayav from the...
No, that's not why. He's putter from Achatas because he woke up in the middle. So either he didn't have a shogeg beginning and end, or he never had a hanacha because the dog took it.
I mean, it wasn't a shogeg if he...
Shogeg has to be beginning and end.
Okay.
Beginning and end. You have to throw it and you forgot a Shabbos. And if you remember in the middle, then it's not a shogeg anymore.
So what is he chayav then?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
He's putter from everything?
He's putter. Yeah. Now, then we ask, what about if you're shogeg in the middle, then you're mazid, then you're shogeg? So again, you're putter. We're going to get to that a little soon in the Gemara. Now, Rav Ashi Amar, different answer, which is almost the exact same answer. Chesuri mechzer of Ahachi Ketani. It's a chesuri mechzer. Says Tosfos, the third Tosfos, Rav Ashi Amar chesuri mechzer. Ein zem mamish chesuri mechzer. Right? The Mishnah, Kimoshi Shnuya Yesh Lefaresh. This is not really a chesuri mechzer. You know why? Because we're not adding any words in. Ela kadei lefarsha ka'amar b'loshan chesuri mechzer. We're going to explain it like, it's not really a chesuri mechzer. All right. Vahachi Ketani. Here's how the Mishnah should be read. Hazorek, if somebody throws a ball, v'nizkar me'achar shiyatsa miyado, and then he remembers, oh my goodness, it's Shabbos today. Kalta acher, or someone else caught it. O kalta kelev, or the dog caught it. O shenisrefa, or got burnt. Potter, your potter. Hanacha, but it rests. If it would have rested, chayev, you'd be chayev. When is all this talking about? Oh, we're sticking in these words. When is all this true? Shechazar v'shachach. Right? When is all that true?
When is your chayiv?
When are you chayiv? When only shechazar v'shachach. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean? Shechazar v'shachach.
Before it landed, you remember.
Before it landed, you remember. Why are you chayiv?
You forgot again.
V'shachazar, you remembered. V'shachach, and you forgot again. Avalo chazar v'shachach. But if not, then potter. You'd be potter. Why would you be potter? Shekal chayav echatos ein chayav v'rachet tichlasa v'tof v'shagaga. Has to be shogeg beginning to end. Okay? That was very difficult. It was very difficult because we did it so superficially. It's Gemara. Okay?
So what do you need the cult to offer?
What?
What do you need the cult to offer? It's really going on in the back of the
book. Correct. What do you need the cult to offer? It's
enough. In the middle of the action, you remember the minute.
And then you forgot again. Correct. Exactly. It's a little far-fetched, I grant you. So that's not such a strange thing to have far-fetched cases. Okay. Next. Yeah.
Now, if a guy also, if he throws, regardless if it's intentional or non-intentional, if somebody else catches...
Oh, we're going to get to that. If you intend for someone else to catch it, it's a different halacha. We're going to see that in a minute. We're going to see that totally different. We're going to see that in a minute. Then the Mishnah said, Zakal, here's the rule. Kol chai v'chatos, you have to have a shogeg from beginning to end. Okay? Now listen to this, machlokas. Itmar, you ready for this one?
Ready.
Shtei amos b'shogeg. You walk 2 amos b'shogeg. Shtei amos b'mezid, 2 amos b'mezid, and then shtei amos b'shogeg, and then 2 amos b'shogeg again. Now, really, the last 4 amos are not b'shogeg, because two of the four, two and two. So when you stop, what have you done here? Anyway, it's irrelevant.
Did you stop?
We're going to get to Rav Shach asked that question in a minute. Rabba amar pot. It's a machlokas Rabba and Rava. Okay?
6 amos is just from here to there, right?
No, it's like 7-8 feet. Now, there's a machlok. There's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. Let's say on Shabbos, in order to write, you have to write 2 letters. Let's say you write 1 letter. Then you remember it Shabbos. Then you forgot. And then you wrote a 2nd letter. So are you chayav achatas or not? Are the two periods of unawareness mitzdarif? That's a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. Okay? According to Rabbi Gamliel, there is no yediyah for a chatzi shir. Therefore, the fact that you remembered is irrelevant, and therefore it's as if you wrote them in one period of unawareness, and you'd be chayiv. Ah, you remembered for 3 hours while you went to shul. Oh, it's Shabbos today. Look at this. It's a, right? You remember. Then you go home, you forgot again. The fact that you remember is irrelevant. It's considered one period of unawareness. You're chayiv achatos. You did it for shogeg. The Chacham disagree, and they say you haven't done a shir yet. Why? Every time you wake up, and remember, it starts the clock again. So that's a machloket. Now what about over here? You walk 2 hours b'shogeg, then 2 hours b'mezid, then b'shogeg again. So, Rabba amar putter. Rabba says you're putter. Now by the way, afilu l'Rabban Gamliel, even according to Rabban Gamliel, the amar who said, ein yediyah l'chatzi shir, right? Even according to him, who would normally hold your chayiv, right? So the fact that you woke up in the middle of this 6 hour walk and realized, the two of them, that it's Shabbos, he didn't bemaze it, you're still potter. Why? Hasam, when does Rabbi Gamliel say that the idea doesn't count? Who the kichi kagamar shiura b'shogeg kagamar? Rabbi Gamliel only says that when you finished writing the second letter, you were in a period of shogeg. Abel hacha, but over here, b'mezid lo. By amazed, we wouldn't say that. What does that mean, mezid lo? That means when you've walked amma number 6, you only chayiv for the last 4 amos you walk. 2 out of those 4 are b'mezid. Therefore, the 4 amos are not b'shogeg. They're not b'shogeg. So you know what? Rabbi Gamliel doesn't apply. If you want to see that inside Rashi, in the second line, Rashi says like this, the second wide line. Hakosev be'osios. If somebody writes 2 letters, be'beis ha'alamos, in 2 periods of unawareness, de'mechayev Rabbi Gamliel be'os hashnia, and Rabbi Gamliel says, you're chayev on the second os, nigmar hashir, why? Because the shir is done, af hu b'shogeg, even though it's b'shogeg. Aval hacha, but over here, b'shtei ametzios, Shehein b'mezid, nigmar hashir. Either you could say that the first 4 are end off, not with a shogeg. Right? That's how Rashi phrases it. When you finish the first 4, it's not a shogeg. It's a mezid. Kidman farish v'azaleh, b'mavrish de'am tzios mezid. Right? Those first 2 were mezid. Ask for shach, but there's no hanukkah anyway. You didn't even stop. What's going on here? So Rav Shach answers, in a chanami, but it looks like the malacha. It's a hard answer. It's a very good question. The question is, no hanacha. He kept on walking. We know without a hanacha, you're not chayav no matter what. So he says, the difficult answer is, the ikur tzuras ha-malacha is to walk 4 amos, and that you did, and the last 2 are amazing, so therefore, Rabbi Gamliel does out the window. Rabbi Gamliel does not count. Now, what is Rabba talking about? Ubamai, what's exactly his case? Is he talking about Zorik? Ibe Zorik? No. Ibe Zorik, if it's Zorik, Shogig who? It's a Shogig. Why is it a Shogig? Because you couldn't stop it. Rashi says, Shari Ein Biyadol Akva. You had no ability to stop that. V'kivon Shechazer V'shachach, Chayev. Right? Delo Nigmara Malacha Ajat Hanacha Shisof Ube Shogig. So that can't be right. Ella, rather, it must be B'mavir. You were walking. Okay? Now, Rabba Amar, Rabba says, in this case of 2, 4, and 2, Chayev, you're Chayev. Vafil Rabbanon, even according to the Rabbanon, the Amri who say, Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, there is the Yediyah for a Chatzi Shir, and in the case of writing 2 letters, you would be Pater. So why you Chayev over here? Why you Chayev over here? The Yediyah in the middle should break up the 4 and the 2 and the 2. Why you Chayev? Why does he hold you Chayev? Hasam, by the case of the writing, who did biyado? You have the ability to stop. Stop writing. You forgot a Shabbos, you get a kula. Avol hacha, the ain biyado, lo. You had no ability to stop. Ubamai, what's the case? E b'mavir, if you're walking, hare biyado. Of course you have the ability to stop. Ella, rather, bezoreg, It must be talking about you threw it. You threw it. You have no ability to stop. In the middle, you remember a Shabbos, and then you forgot a Shabbos. You're chayev.
It would seem the opposite. The logic would seem the other way. If you have no ability to control it, why are you chayev? No ability to control what you just did, so why you should have for it? You can't stop it. And writing, when you have the ability to do it, and you do it anyway, then you should be chayev.
The only way that you throw something, and you, in between you throw, you start either be showing again, then you remember, then you forget again. It's if you're having any some health problem, and you know that seriously, that your mind is having a problem, so that's bonus. Right. It's not shocking. There is another way.
He's not mentally sound, but that like that.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So that has to be honest. He's suffering from whatever, Alzheimer's, something like that.
Never happened to you. Never happened to you that you're davening shachris and you come to the yom. What day is today? Tuesday? No, it's not Tuesday. It's Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday. That ever happened to you?
And then twice, and then forget again.
Exactly. It's a little funny. You half asleep, diving in the morning over here. What's today? Imagine you go wake up extra early, have an extra early appointment. You wake up so early, you half asleep. What's today? Today's Tuesday. No, it's not Tuesday. It's Wednesday. No, it's Thursday. No, it's Tuesday. That never happens to anybody. Happens to me.
But this is a scenario where it's
right. That, what happened in one 3 seconds? You thought it was 6 different days. It happens. It's not that. It doesn't happen every day. Doesn't happen every day. It happens once in a while.
Right. But you don't say slach lanu Friday night. Then you remember. Then you do it again.
What?
In one davening, you don't do slach lanu Friday night by Friday night.
Davening. Right.
Then you remember Shabbos, and then you do slach lanu again.
Okay.
Right.
That's also true. But the fact that you could be a little bit of a scatterbrain, it's not so far fetched. It's a little far fetched, I grant you. Doesn't mean you're mentally unsound. Okay.
So the machlokas, but they're discussing something without.
Right. Correct. That's interesting. Yeah.
One is discussing a different situation.
Yeah.
One is Maver,
one is Zorik. All right, I hear you. Right. So right. But the argument, the rule. Okay. Amar Rava. Through it, v'nacha b'pikalev, and it lands in the dog's mouth, or b'pikivshan, or in the oven, chayev yichayev. Yichayev? V'anan tanan, kol ta'acha, kol ta'kelev, onishiva, pater. But wait a second, I'm ready to say pater. How can Rabbi say yichayev? So the answer is, hasam, t'lo machavein. No. By the case in the Mishnah, you didn't want the dog to catch it. You wanted it to, Reuven to catch it. The dog came out of nowhere and caught it. Hacha, but over here, kol machavein, you wanted the dog to catch it. You threw it to the dog. And yichayev. Amar Rav Bibi Barabaya, Af Ananami Tanina. We learned a similar type of thing. Yesh Ochel, you can eat something. Achila Achas, one eating. V'chayiv Olav Dalet Chatos, you can be chayiv 4 chatoses. The Asham Mi Echad, and one Asham. What are those? Hatame. Number one, your Tame. So Tame is not allowed to eat Kachem. Number two, Sh'acha Chelev. It was also Chelev. Number three, V'hu Noser. It was Noser Min HaMukdashin. And number four, it was Yom Kippur. Okay? The fifth one, the Asham is, and it's Asham Me'ilas, it's an Asham Me'ila, because it was Kodesh, Hekdesh. Okay? 4 Chataces, and one Asham. Rameir Omar, no, I give you a fifth one. Rameir Omar, Atma Yishabbos, let's say it was Shabbos, Votziu Bepiv, and you're eating it while you're walking. So then Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Another one. 1 minute. What about the fact that it's Yom Kippur? It's Yom Kippur also, right? So Rashi says, Umisham Yom Kippurim lo mechayev botza. On Yom Kippur, you're not chayev for botza. Why not? Dekasavri, because behold, ain't air of botza the Yom Kippurim. There's no issur of carrying on Yom Kippur. You heard that? Rashi says. Says Tosfos, second to last Tosfos, Pirish Bekuntris, Lachi Nakadim Hoysa Shabbos, Mishom Yom Kippurim lo mechayev. The ain air of hotel Yom Kippurim. It says to us, but I'll have a maskana hachi, preparek omrulo. That's not the maskana over there.
Nobody.
That's not the maskana. We don't hold like that. The nidchu divrei Rafram. Rafram who said that was pushed off. That we don't hold like that. Shayim Afarish came. That's not a good explanation. Umasik, the nakat, Shabbos. So why did he mention Shabbos over here? Just kadei laharbos hachatos, l'chayev af mishum Shabbos Yom Kippurim. How many things can you do wrong in one shot? Of course you're chayiv carrying on Yom Kippur if you're eating it while you're walking. Of course. And Shabbos also. That's what we just want to try to say that you're not chayav on Shabbos on Yom Kippur for carrying. That's tough. We don't hold like that. So we're just an exercise in trivia question. How many times how can you eat something and be chayav so many different things? How's that possible? I'll tell you how. It's also Shabbos.
But then you ended that year supposedly Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos.
I understand. Then you chayav from twice. Number one, you're not allowed to carry Yom Kippur, and number two, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to. Right. So exactly. So the answer back, Amrulo, no. Eino min hashem. Eating while you're carrying, there's nothing inherently wrong with the eating. It happens to me, not a carry on Shabbos. We're not talking about avarice like that. We're talking about. You want to say that? And the guy's tummy, and he's in a cemetery, and he's a kohen. You can get on all these other things. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the etzem food. So the etzem food is your tameh, it's no sir, it's Yom Kippur. The fact that you're walking while you're eating, that has nothing to do with the food. That's not the same. That's ain't even a shame. It's not the same thing. Now the Gemara says, Vamai, why would you be chayiv anyway? That's not the normal way to carry. The normal way to carry is not to chew while you're walking. That's not normal. Ella, the answer is, kiv dekav b'chavim. But you want to do that. So machshav to mashvile makom. Your machshava gives it chashivas. Hachanami here too. What kind of the dog's mouth is a makom hanacha? The answer is yes, because you want that to happen. Hachanami kivan dekam achavi machshavto mashvile makom. Since you want it to happen, it counts. All those conditions. Maybe not, because if a hand of a person has the chashivas of makom dalad al dalad, just because it's a person. So maybe the mouth of a dog will be the same story.
No, when he's throwing it, it has to travel under,
right.
under 10
foot. No, right? Yeah, not by Zvika. No, it doesn't have to travel. It doesn't have to travel under 10 foot. Has to land under 10 foot. Doesn't have to travel.
If a person is eating and walk out of from his shoes, it's likely that the shear that he has is less than the gregarious rest. So you don't have to be higher.
But we said the shear for eating. We said it's a culture. Okay, it's almost a minute. It's a grogress. All right. Hajin Allah Hazorek, Hajin Allah Hazorek, Hajin Allah Hazorek. Next parak. Here we go. Habona. The parak of Habona. It's Bona, right? It's not about Hotzah. It's not about Hotzah. It's a real malacha. Habona. Kama yivne vihechayev. How much do you have to carry? How much do you have to do binyan to be chayev? It's worded in a funny way. Habona kol shehu. Any amount. Any amount of building is chayiv. Hamisates, if you chisel, the hamake bepatish, or you do make bepatish. The Rashi says something staggering over here. Rashi says, look at the Rashi, hamake bepatish. Gam hu ba'avos malachos. This is also, by the way, an av malacha. In case you forgot the Mishnah, because we were spending so much time on carrying, Rashi reminds you, it's also an av malacha. V'hu balaz pik, it's called a pik. Shem mefutzeitz bo'ez ha'evan, minasela. You chisel out the stone from the rock. Right, lacha shechatzav es ha'evan saviv. After you have somehow rounded it out, umavdil min ha'har, you separate it from the mountain, ktas a little bit. Hu makir patish, makir gedola. I'm just reading. This is not the ikar part of the Rashi. The misfarekas v'novelos. You knock the stone out of the bedrock. V'zehu gemar malacha shechotzvei evan. This is the gemar malacha of chotzvei evan. V'chal ha'gomer shabbos malacha. Anytime you finish a malacha on Shabbos, toldos makke b'patish hi. It's a tolda of makke b'patish. So what does Rashi mean by that? Let's say I write a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, and I finish it on Shabbos. I did the Gemara Malacha, I finished the Torah. And now I get a tolda for makke b'patish?
No.
So Rashi just said, chol ha-gomer b'shabbos, toldos makke b'patish hi. I sew a shirt on Shabbos. I'm also chayav for makom b'patish.
I think he's talking about a destructive act.
What do you mean?
If you do a destructive act,
you can't be chayav for a destructive act on
if
Shabbos.
It's a makom b'patish, yes.
No, how could that be?
What do you mean? You open.
We're gonna get to that.
That's sewn and you open the you know.
That's constructive. Now I can wear it. We're gonna get to that this week. Kilkel is this week, at the end of the week. How? What does Rashi mean? So you can say he means that. Anytime you do a malacha, and you finish the malacha. If you write two letters in the Sefer Torah Parsha Shmos, you're not chayav makom b'patish. You didn't finish. But if you finish, if you sew two threads and it didn't finish the garment, No, but if you finish the garment, you're chayav makav halach. That could be. That's what Rashi seems to say. Tosa says that can't be right. Tosa says it just means that you give the final hammer blow. Right? The final hammer blow. Right? Okay. It's a difficult Rashi. Rashi seems to say what he says. That would mean anytime you finish a malacha, you also get a slap with makav patish. It could be. Okay.
Why is it told that? What's the av?
What's the av? So maybe the av is... So Tosfos asks... Well, you'll see in a second. I'm not sure. Tosfos says... So look at Tosfos. Look at the second Tosfos. Pirish Bekuntris. Shemefutit bo et hasel al acha shechatzuva. That you somehow, smooth out the rock after it's unchiseled. Bein nirul l'ri. Says Tosfos. Dibbe mishkan lo havi binyan avanim. There's no stone in the mishkan. What kind of mishnah is this? Stone. There was no stone in the mishkan. There was no stone. The mizbeach. Okay. Tosfos doesn't think that's what the mishnah is talking about. Velo shavik tana gemar malacha de kelim tuba mishkan. It doesn't make sense. The tana is going to ignore the kelim that were in the mishkan. V'nakat makav apatish de evet de lohayiv a mishkan. And so talking about Makabat, talking about Evan, which was not in the Mishkan, that's a very funny thing to do. No, it wasn't. There was no stone. It was wood with gold. The Mishkan, there was no stone.
So what was the Makabat Pashish in the Mishkan?
Ah, Ella Nirulari, the high Makabat Pashish. Hainu Makosh Acheron Shemaka Alakli Bashaz Gemar Malacha. The final hammer blow. You take a hammer, and it's the final. Now it's done. Now I can put it on the market. Now I'm ready for the Mishkan. Now I'm done. That's what it means. That's not what Rashi said. It's not even what the Mishnah says. Right? The Mishnah doesn't even say that. Right? We're going to have a whole today's daf. We'll see in a minute. Everyone just...
You have to bang in 20 times. So the 20th time...
Correct. And if you don't do the 20th time, yeah. It's not a malacha. Why? It's not done. Someone wants to buy it now, you can't tell it. It's not ready. Right? Next. Ma'atzeid, what's ma'atzeid? A big hammer? Vakodeach, or a drill? Kol shehu, any amount. Chayiv is chayiv. Zeaklal, here's the rule. Kol ha'otzei malacha. Anytime you do malacha. U'malachto miskayem es b'shabbos. And the malacha is miskayem on Shabbos. Chayiv v'chayiv. Now where do you put the comma here? Rashi says, ha'otzei malacha koi. That ha'otzei malacha, comma, u'malachto miskayem es b'shabbos, chayiv. Or you could read it. Ha'ose malacha, you do malacha. U'malachto miskemes b'shabbos. It has to last through Shabbos. Chayav v'chayav. Okay. Rishir ben Gamliel Omer, af hamakev b'kurnas al asadim. Even if you just bang on an anvil, b'shas malacha chayav. You chayav also. Why? They should kemesake malacha. It's like tikkun malacha. The Gemara is going to ask, what did the guy do? Didn't do anything.
By the way,
chayav for what? We'll see. Says Gemara, kol shehu l'may chazi. Why are you chayef a bone at any amount? What's kolshu building? What is that? Says Tosfos, third Tosfos, daf gahacha itzrich leperushe. Davi kavetzei b'mishkan, mishum lo chashiv binyan kolshu. What kind of chashivus is binyan kolshu? Avol moti, mishta of moti itron upalpeles kolshu. If you carry out itron upalpeles kolshu, svaruhu demachayev. There was a svaru your chayev. What was the svaru? The Svar was this chashiv. So the Gemara wants to know, what's chashiv by a kolshu of building? What kind of chashivus is that? If the malachas are chashivus, which by carrying it was, what's the chashivus of kolshu binyan? Kolshu? What could you... So, Amar v'yirmiya, shekin ani chofer guma, a person, an ani, will put a little hole in the ground, or a little hole, maybe in the wall, latznei ba protosav, to put his coins in there. The kavase gabi mishkan, shekin tofer yirios, the guys that were sewing, kofrin guma, they would make a little hole, latznia ba machtehen, to put their needles in. Abaya Amar, wait a minute. Kivin de mechtashi lo of the hachi. It's going to get rusted. They're not going to do that. Eli, you're right. Shekin ani ose pitput. An ani is going to make a pitput means a base. Look at Rashi, pitput. Ragle kira, the ragal, the legs of an oven. Kimin kli barzel shekorid tripod. It's a tripod, a little tripod. Kira katana, back in the Gemara. Liv shows alea kadera katana. So that I could rest a small little oven. So when you stick those legs of the tripod in the ground, you're doing a little binyan. That's kosher. The kavasei gabim mishkan. What they do in the mishkan? Mebashle samanim. They would cook the spices. Litzvoa yurios to dye the curtains. Shechasra malachtan. If they were a little bit lacking, they look. Oh, we ran out of dye. Well, it's 98% done. So osin pitputek kira katana. They would make a little bit of an oven pit to do the exact same thing. Livshvos aleha yora katana. To make a little bit of a yora katana. To make a little bit of an oven. Okay? Okay. Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar. Ein anias b'makom ashiras. We have a rule. The Beis HaMikdash, they didn't do cheap things. This is not some cheapskate house. This is not Benjamin Franklin with a very big cheapskate. It's not his house. Everything they would save, everything. What kind of thing is this? In the Mishkan, they're going to get a little guy to go dig a hole in the ground to put the little, to cook up some. Come on. So the Gemara says, that can't be right. No, they don't so cheap, too chintzy over there in the Mishkan. Ella, you're right. Shekin Balabayas, Sheesh Lo Nekev. If a Balabayas has a little hole in the wall, Bibirasso, Nekev brother, Visotmo, he'll plug up the hole. The Kavase Gabi Mishkan, so too in the Mishkan. Shekin Keresh, he had one of the beams. Shenaflo Badarna, got a little hole in it from one of the bug. Matif, Latocha, Aver, Visotmo. They would take a little lead and call up the hole. Ask the Magdeles Markachim. Same answer. Ain't any is Malcolm Ashiras. That's what they're busy with. They're busy with plugging up holes. What kind of cheap thing is that? So he answers, because they would plate these with gold. The beams are plated with gold. So underneath the thing, there's a little bit of a tiny. So why not do that? But to throw the whole thing out? Anyway, no one's going to see. If you're going to see, you're right. Oh, look at that repair. Look at that repair. That looks terrible. But before they put the gold on, what's the problem? Right? Okay. Amar Shmuel, Hametzadeit es ha'even chayiv. If you set a stone in place, you're chayiv. Just putting the stone in place.
Chayiv for what?
Bona.
You're chayiv for bona. Right? Yechayv for bona. All you did was put the stone in place. That's enough for bona. Hey, where am I up to? Meisvei. 1 minute. Echad noach dinas ha'even, v'echad noach dinas ha'tit. If somebody brings the even, and somebody brings the clay, the cement, ha'noach dinas ha'tit chayiv. The guy who brings the cement is chayiv. Right? So, ul taimeich, eima seifa. Another kasha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, even if you put up on the top a bunch of different stones, even if it's not set in place, you're chayiv. So there's three different opinions now. What's going on here? So the Gemara answers, El Tlase Binyane Havi. There's three stages of building. Tata, the lower level. Mitzia, the middle level. And V'ila, the top level. Tata, the bottom level, by to do the Afra. All the bottom level requires is just to put the stone there and put some dirt there. That's what Shmuel said. You do that, you're chayiv. Mitziyasa, the middle level, boy nami tina. You also have to put clay. You also have to put cement. And ilah, the top level, ba'anacha ba'alma. Just have to put it down. So it's a three machlokas, not a machlokas at all, three different stages.
The Messias.
Next. Hamasates. Masates means you chisel the stone. Mishum mai mechayiv. Why you're chayiv? As Rashi says on the first middle line there, is it told them in a avosu? Which tolda is this? What's the difference? For hasra purposes, what if you do two malachas? Is it a tolda of the other avs that you did? You only chayiv one. So, Rav Amar Mishum Bona, Shmuel Amar Mishum Makeh B'Patish. What the nekuda of the machlokes is, I don't know. Because now, same thing. Ha'osei nekev b'lol shatana golem. You make a little hole in the chicken coop to give some air. Rav Amar Mishum Bona. Rav says it's Bona. Shmuel Amar Mishum Makeh B'Patish. Shmuel says Makeh B'Patish. Because they're arguing. What is the Nakuda? I don't know. I'll shufta bekupina, demara. If you put a nail in the hoe so that it won't come out of the handle won't come out. Right? Rav Amar Mishum Bona. Rav says it's Bona. What about Ein Binyan B'Kalim?
Either Rav doesn't agree with that, Rav holds Yesh Binyan B'Kelim, Tosfos answers, the only time we say Ein Binyan B'Kelim is if you're putting together an already existing kli, like a chair. Oh, I open up a folding chair, I did Binyan B'Kelim. No, Ein Binyan B'Kelim. But if you create a keli on Shabbos, of course it's Binyan B'Kelim. Of course. So here, you have a metal hoe, and a handle, and the pegs. You put that all together, of course that's Binyan. When do we say Ein Binyan B'Kelim? Where it's a keli that broke down and you put it together, you put it back. That's a. But if you create a new keli, of course Binyan B'Kelim.
What do you mean? So you're not allowed to open a chair on Shabbos?
You are allowed to. Ein Binyan B'Kelim.
So why aren't you allowed to open an umbrella on Shabbos?
Because it's a different problem. It's Ohel, a different problem. Shmuel says it's Makar V'Patish, putting this hoe together. Again, what exactly they're arguing about, I'm not sure. Utsricha, I need all three cases. Diashmin and Kamaisa, how do you hear the case with the stones? But he come out Rav. Rav would have, that's when Rav said it's what he said. B'shem derech binyan b'kach. I will also nekev b'lulsh tana golem. You put a hole in the roof. Ain't derech binyan b'kach. That's not a normal way of building. Ema, I would say modele l'shmuel. He'll agree with Shmuel's Makar V'Patish. B'yashmin and b'ha. I had only had the case of the lul of the chicken coop. But how come Rav? B'shem the dami l'binyan. It's like binyan. Davida l'avira. You did it so the chickens could have some air. I will shufta the kufna demara, but putting the peg into the hoe, into the handle, they derech binyan bekach. That's not a normal called building. I wouldn't call that building. Ema model of Shmuel. I would have said agrees to Shmuel. V'yesh bina b'ha, had he only had the case of the hoe, b'ha kamar Shmuel. That's where Shmuel would have said it's makar v'patish. It's not binyan. Avol b'ahani tarati ema model of Rav, but in the other two cases he agrees with Rav, tzricha, therefore I need it. Okay, all right, we'll stop here. Boy my neighbor of Nasan Bar Oshia. All right, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. That was a very hard one.